Good evening, everyone. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin. I dropped in briefly. I heard the Lord say the art of manipulation. We're going to talk about the art of manipulation. We already discussed and said that manipulation, it is a form of witchcraft, right? So knowing what we know, how do we know when we're being manipulative, when we're being manipulative, and, How do we know? Well, we're getting ready to figure it out. We're going to pray first. Father, we thank you for being in the midst of us, for being amongst us, helping us be the head, not the tail, below and not above and not beneath. You have already created us to be more than conquerors. And we thank you, Lord, as we walk in your victory. We are not victims. We are victorious in Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you open our eyes to see what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to show us, our ears to hear, and our heart to receive your engrafted word, your rhema word, Father. Give us a rhema word. Seek and we shall find, hunger and thirst after righteousness, so we shall be filled. In Jesus' name, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, that by faith, as I open my lips, you will speak through them. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys, again, I'm talking about the art of manipulation, and the devil is the artist. He is the artist of the art of manipulation, right? The art of manipulation. How do you know when you are being manipulative? Okay, let's start with some things. When we look at the story of Samson and Delilah, we see, even though Samson had knowledge of the truth, the Lord had told him not to go there. He was a Nazarite. His parents told him not to go there. He was still bent on doing his own thing. This is how we open ourselves up to that spirit of manipulation. When we resist God and we rebel against the word of God, the will of God, and the way of God, we open ourselves up to demonic activities. Not only do we open ourselves up to demonic activities, but when we rebel against God, we walk in agreement with demons. And every time we say no to God, it hardens our heart. Every time we refuse to believe the truth, we open ourselves up to a lie. What we're saying is, God, I don't care what you say. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going to do. So you're constantly waging war against the word. You're constantly waging against all sound doctrine. Okay, so manipulate, when we decide to live life on our own, separate from the Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be some manipulation in our lives. Us doing it also, because when we're living life without Christ, we're kind of like in a survival mentality. We're trying to figure out our own way. We're trying to figure out our way without Christ. We're trying to live life basically without Jesus Christ. So how do you know when you're being manipulative? Well, dry begging. When you're begging people for stuff or saying stuff like, I sure would like to have a good old cold soda, you know, and when you're throwing hints at stuff, why not just, you have not because you ask not, why not just ask for it instead of trying to get somebody to do something for you without you actually asking for it? Also, know this too, that's connected to pride. Because pride, do you know it takes humility to humble yourself to ask for something? To ask for something, you have to humble yourself. What is humility? Humility is simply being obedient to the word of God. Not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to. For what is it we have that we did not receive? Right? What is it we have that we did not receive? The art of manipulation. People who are God pleasers operate under the influence of this spirit called manipulation. Simply because the fact of Jesus said, if you're not a servant of his, then you're a servant of him. If you're a servant of men, you're not a servant of his. So how is that connected? Because when we are men pleasers, we're doing stuff for people, but it's not because we're trying to direct them to Jesus. I'm being nice to you because I want you to think good about me. It's not about God. It's always about me. To manipulate is to reshape or to turn. It's to try to change people's will. It's to try to twist people. And it's always to the other person's advantage. I'm crying to get your way is a form of manipulation. Acting like a victim to get people to feel sorry for you is a form of manipulation. This walk as a believer is not for us to draw people to us. As a believer, our goal is to always direct people to Christ, right? It's not about us. Some people use sickness as a form of manipulation because they like the attention. They like the pity. They like for people to feel sorry for them. You know, forms of manipulation, forms of whenever we're trying to get people to do what we want and it's not about what God wants. Those are forms of manipulation. When we get into survival mode, though, you're going to manipulate. You know, I'm dealing with this right now with some people, some close family members and stuff like that. They're dealing with this spirit of manipulation, trying to get people to feel sorry for them. That's a form of manipulation. Listen here. God never told us to be led by our heart. Follow your heart. He never says that. He said the heart is deceitful and full of all kinds of evils. He does not want us to be led by our emotions. The Lord wants us to be led by the Holy Spirit. Those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The devil can get off into those five senses. He can get off into those emotions, right? God is saying, I need you to be led by my Spirit. Be led by my Spirit. The art of manipulation. People who operate under the influence of this spirit, they will lie, cheat, steal, do whatever they got to do to get what they want. When we're operating under the influence of the spirit of manipulation, it's about trying to get what we want. It's not about trying to be attentive to what God wants, because when we don't trust God, it's not about God. That's the God honest truth, right? To know God, we have to have a relationship with God. To trust God, we have to have a relationship with God. To have faith in God, we got to have a relationship with God. It's hard to trust someone you don't know. Let's just be the God honest truth. It's hard to trust someone you don't know. So I like to say to get a relationship with Christ. To have a relationship with Christ, we have to have a revelation of Christ. Christ has got to be real in our life. It doesn't take perfection to serve God. It just takes humility, because humility means I'm going to give up what I want for what God wants. Okay. I'm going to give up my way for God's way. I'm going to give up what I want for God's want, and I'm going to give up my way for God's way. Manipulation is a form of witchcraft. And when you encounter it, it's literally going to turn your stomach. It's not going to be something you can really pray away. You may actually have to confront it. So what you'll have to do is pray and say, Lord, give me wisdom, because it's a witch. It's a spirit of witchcraft, right? It's a spirit of witchcraft. Because anything that tries to override your will, whether it's through dry begging, trying to make you feel sorry for people, having that victim mentality, crying to get your way, those are all forms of manipulation. Hinting around at stuff because you want someone to get it for you or do it for you. These are all little manipulative forms of witchcraft. Manipulation is one of the dangerous devices that the devil can use, because really you have to be able to discern this spirit to see it. Because to the natural eye, people be like, oh, that ain't what they meant. Oh, that ain't. No. But when you're able to discern, you can see not just evil, but you can see good too. But you can discern the spirit behind the spirit. People can even do good things for you and use that as a form of manipulation. Why is it? Because the purpose of me doing, I did this YouTube years ago. It's called When the Gift is Good and When the Gift is Not Good. Beware of men bearing gifts, because not all gifts are good gifts. Gifts that have strings attached to it are not good gifts. When people are in this tit for tat thing, that's not a good gift. When people do stuff for you and you already know when they give it to you, they're going to be expecting you to do something for them, That's not a good gift. We want to do what God tells us to do. We don't want to be manipulated into it. You don't want anybody trying to condemn you, condemnation. When people try to use condemnation or guilt to try to get you to do something, even mothers do it. Oh, well, I'm not going to always be here. When we say things like, if it wasn't for me, you know, those are all tactics, and I was guilty of it. It's hard sometimes not to say, oh, but if I did this and I did, God does not want us operating in that. It's not about us. It's bigger than us. To God be the glory, right? The very breath that we have to breathe, the strength that we use to move, everything comes from the Lord. It's not, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't be going on. No, it's to God be the glory. If it wasn't for God, this wouldn't be going on and that wouldn't be going on. And guess what? If you didn't want to do it, he'll use someone else to. But don't let nobody try to make you feel guilty, because guilt is another form of manipulation, trying to make people feel bad, trying to make people feel sad to get what you want. That is a form of manipulation, and stop it. And we need to stop it now, because that's operating under the influence of manipulation. You want people to do stuff. We want people to do stuff for us because of the love in their heart. God touched their heart, because God can use unbelievers to bless us. But I'm just saying, it's not about trying to manipulate people, trying to make people feel bad, trying to make people feel like they owe you stuff to get what you want. That is manipulation. The gift can be good. It can be a good gift and not be good. Even people saying good things to you can be a form of manipulation. They trying to butter you up so they can get what they want. I think Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he said to them, he said, listen here, how can you being evil say good things? So it's obvious that they said something good, because Jesus said, how can you being evil say good things? So Jesus was discerning the spirit behind the spirit. He knew the intentions of the heart. He knew their motives for why they were saying what they're saying. So even be aware of that when people are buttering you up all the time. Sometimes people are buttering you up because they want something from you. I remember one time I used to be this person. They used to call me and the Holy Spirit say, they say, well, I just call and see how you're doing. And the Holy Spirit say, no, they want something. That wasn't really calling. That was a false pretense. That wasn't, because I had to correct them on that. Tell them, don't just call me when you need something. If you say you my friend, you need to really call to check on me to see how I'm doing, right? So they was trying to pretend to be a friend, but for real, they wasn't. But the Holy Spirit was letting me in, saying, I know they're calling because they really want something. So I'm sitting here and I'm listening to them, but really I'm waiting to hear what it is they want, because that's really what they called for. They called me for because they wanted something. And so one day he had me to confront it and say, listen here, the only time you call is when you want something. Listen, don't confuse you being a friend with somebody as them being your friend. Because you can be a friend with somebody and they not be your friend. If you're the one in the relationship doing all the giving and they're doing all the taking, that's not friendship. That's not friendship. Listen, a friend is going to tell you the truth. A friend is going to correct you, rebuke you, confront you, and love on you. That's what love is. Encourage you. They're going to challenge you. I remember I had this one friend. She was my confidant. She's gone on to be with the Lord. And she, for years, she never would drive, and she would always have to depend on people. They didn't have the Uber and, you know, and all this stuff that they got going on now. And so if they wanted to ride, they always have to try to call somebody to get rides. And I'm like, why come you don't drive? Who told you that you could not drive? Because I used to take them places and stuff. I said, who told you you couldn't drive? I said, when you get your driver's license, God is going to give you a car. So I started the way out, because see, friends would challenge you. Friends would challenge you to grow. Friends would challenge you to change, right? That was a disability. That was a handicap. Always having to depend on other people for something you can do. You wasn't handicapped. You wasn't disability. You wasn't none of that. There was no reason why you could not be driving yourself. Because this would be the cry. Nobody wants to help me. Nobody wants to do this. No, you can help yourself. So the way I started helping my friend, I went and got a driver's book for him. And then I started, they start so they can study to take their test. And did I take them? I don't know if I took them to the driver's place to take the driver's test. But they've tried a few times and they failed. But eventually, they got their driver's license. And when they got their driver's license, the Lord started having people give them cars. They never had to buy a car. Your blessing is waiting on you. Friends would challenge people to change. So I look at your relationships and see, is this really a friendship or is this somebody trying to always manipulate me? People that are really susceptible, open to this spirit, is people that has like pastoral heart. I know this one person, the reason they would constantly get in abusive relationships is because they would be led by their emotions. They would follow their heart. They have compassion. They have pity, right? So the devil would send somebody on assignment to get them off a track, and they would start feeling sorry for them, and they'd take them in. And how many of you know people can't fix people? God never tells us to be led by our feelings. Yes, compassion and pity is two different things. He never tells us to be led by our emotions. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. We need to be doing it because this is what the Lord is telling us to do. Okay? And that should be the only reason. Because when we're led by the Spirit of God, saying no is not a nasty word. And saying no is not hard. Because when you're led by the Spirit of God, you don't care about people like. And when you're delivered from the people, it doesn't bother you if people like you, because you are a servant of God and not a servant of men. Who the Son set free really is free indeed. Being a man pleaser makes you susceptible to that spirit of manipulation. Because see, my reason for me being good to you is because I want you to think that I'm good. And there's none good but the Father, but it's not about us. It's bigger than us, right? I'm just good, period. I'm not going overboard doing extra stuff to try to prove to you that I'm all this person. Just me. If this is really who you are, then this is just who you are. If this is really how you are, then this is really how you are. So when this manipulating spirit comes, it'll try to make you feel bad. It comes with guilt. It comes with condemnation. It comes with pity, trying to make you feel sorry for them. It wants you to be led by your emotions. He wants you to follow your heart. The Word of God never tells us to follow our heart. He says, be led by the Spirit of God. Those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. It can transform. This spirit of manipulation can transform itself into an angel of light. Remember this, I don't know if you know the story, but it was this witch that used to follow in behind the Apostle Paul saying, these are men, our most servants of the Most High God. Listen to them, right? Well, what that spirit of divination was saying was true, right? But what made it evil? The thing that made it wrong, even though what she was saying was right, was because of the spirit that was in operation. It was not a Holy Spirit. It was a spirit of divination. It was a spirit of witchcraft. But if we cannot discern the spirit, we'd be like, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, there's no such thing as good witches, okay? White witchcraft, black, there's no such thing. Because the thing that makes it wrong is the spirit in which it's operating from. It's operating from a familiar spirit. It's operating from a spirit of divination. It's operating from a spirit of witchcraft. The word of the Lord says to be sober and be alert, because your adversary, the devil, is walking about looking for someone to devour. So he's looking for someone who's asleep. He's looking for someone who's not discerning. He's looking for someone who can't see spiritually. He's looking for someone who can't hear, right? He's looking for someone who doesn't care about what God say, just want to do things their way. Someone who's in rebellion, that's resisting the word of God, the will of God, and the way of God. When we operate and live a lifestyle of rebellion, I'm not talking about falling down, getting up, but I'm saying when we exercise in our will against God's will, we are operating under the influence of witchcraft. The Lord said to King Saul, listen here, King Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. Right? Obedience. I need your obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and rebellion is equal to the sin of witchcraft. So I get in conflict sometimes a little bit because when I see stuff, because I could, you know, you can see stuff. The Lord don't want, how many of you know the Lord don't want us to be ignorant of the devil devices? And when I encounter that spirit of witchcraft, it grieves and quench the Holy Spirit. And I don't too much tolerate it. The lying, the manipulating. You know, the Lord gives us gifts called words of knowledge, revelatory gifts, right? He lets you know stuff when you're talking to people. And sometimes he'll have you call him on, and sometimes he won't right then. But I'm kind of like a quiet, like a straight, blunt, straightforward person. And my reason for being that, like that, that's part of the call. That's part of what God called me to do. And that's part of my personality. That's part of my makeup. People say, well, you're bossy. And it's the love of God that compels me to want to see people delivered and set free. And I don't know about you. I know we don't have a whole lot of time. So I don't have a, sometimes, you know, we just got to go straight to the punch and say, no, the real reason you did what you did was because of this and because of that, and you was being manipulative. And you know, sometimes the Lord just have called people out on their mess, right? Because the Holy Spirit is a counselor, right? And God wants us to see people delivered and set free. He says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. Okay. When Ananias and Sapphira went to the Apostle Paul, pretending like that was, they sold their property, and they lied about how much money they had got, right? They lied. They was trying to manipulate him. They lied to him. That spirit of witchcraft was there trying to, the devil said, listen, let's go lie to him. Him, Ananias and his wife, they together, they conspired to tell this lie. They let the devil put it in their heart to lie. When you find yourself telling a lie, just know that you are walking in agreement with the devil, because the word of the Lord says that the devil is, Jesus said that the devil is a liar and he is the father of lies. So when you find yourself lying, just know that you're allowing the devil, we're allowing the devil to use us, right? Because the devil is a liar. Okay, so they came and they lied to them about how much money they got. But because the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and it knows the intents of the heart, you know, sometimes that was a revelatory gift. He gave a word of knowledge. He let them know. He let the Apostle Paul know what they was doing. He let him know what really happened. And that the Lord lets me know, like the Apostle Paul, like when people talking to me, like when they say stuff like, well, the Lord did this, or the Lord said that, or the this and that and that and this. And the Holy Spirit, while they're talking, the Holy Spirit is telling me, really, no, this is really why they did what they did. This is, they're trying to manipulate. When we lie to get money, when we lie to do stuff, are we not walking in agreement with that spirit of the devil and that spirit of manipulation? The devil is a liar, Jesus said, and you are a father of lies. He gives birth. Everything starts here with the seed, with the thought. People lie because they're afraid to tell the truth. So when people call and they start telling stuff and sometimes telling lies, and the Holy Spirit is showing me the whole time what's really going on. They're called revelatory gifts. We're not talking about psychic. We're not talking about witchcraft. We're talking about words of knowledge, words of wisdom. Words of prophecy, right? You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. You don't have to. The word of God is prophetic, okay? And we as children of God are prophetic. We got some type of stuff, something working on the inside of us, right? Because God don't want us. He left bearing gifts to men, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gifts of miracles. That's in, I think, 1 Corinthians 9, 2 Corinthians 9, somewhere over there. But we're definitely going to have to draw nigh to God, get in his face, so we can discern what's going on around us. So we can discern the seasons. Read the word, and you're like, this is that. This is going on like right now. This, all of this is going on right now. Being able to discern the spirit, being able to say no. This is really why you said what you said. For real, this is how the Holy Spirit do me. But sometimes, everything, some things are for a timing, for a season, right? But I can't take it, because on the inside, when you encounter a spirit of witchcraft, it might make you nauseated. It causes your stomach to knot up. And you'd be like, no, that wasn't even something they had to do. That wasn't something they had to say. But the Apostle Paul said to Ananias and Sapphira, he said, why have you allowed Satan to put this into your heart? Why have you allowed him to have you tell this lie? Was the property not yours in the first place? They lied about how much they sold the property for. And they lied, that's why, because they only gave them a certain amount of money and they held some back. So they thought they could lie. But if we really believe that God was everywhere at the same time, that it was all knowing, he was omnipotent, he was all present. We really wouldn't do some of the things we do because God sees, and the Spirit of God is still alive. God used people to minister to other people, to serve other people. The Holy Spirit is the counselor. So God speaks through people when we yield our members to him. Let's just be transparent, be delivered in the name of Jesus. Listen here. People pleasers operate up under the influence of the spirit of manipulation. Because when we want to be liked by people, we do things to please people, which make our motives all wrong. I need to be seen. I want to be liked by you. Okay. I'm afraid of what they're going to think about me if they really could see me. Not understanding that we all have issues. None of us have arrived. Right. But who the Son set free is free indeed. When we have faith and confidence in God's love for us, fear will have no place in us. This is how I got delivered. God gave me that revelatory word, that perfect love cast out fear. So when God can deliver you from the people, from the opinion of people, then he can deliver you to the people because you're no longer a servant of men, but you are a servant of his. And the closer we draw nigh to God, the word of the Lord said that God will draw nigh to us, right? I'm kind of in conflict. When you walk in fellowship with the Lord, you're not going to be getting along real well with people who wants to just operate under that spirit of rebellion or witchcraft. We got to tell people the truth. We got to tell people the God honest truth. Right? We're not here trying to manipulate people. Let's not operate up under that influence. Let's quit saying, mamas, I'm not going to always be with you. Let's quit saying you ain't got but one mama. Let's quit saying things like, when I'm gone, you're going to miss it. All that stuff is manipulation. Trying to get people to give in or to listen, even in anything. I did this. If it wasn't for me, then this wouldn't have happened. All those are terms of manipulation, trying to twist, trying to draw worship to ourselves, wanting people to think highly of us. That's what that is. And we got to face the truth. We got crying to get your way. Anger is a form of manipulation, trying to control people through anger. Got people walking around on eggshells because I'm afraid if I don't do what you say, it's going to make you angry. The truth of the matter is people don't make people angry. The same way you can't make people do good is the same way you can't make people do bad. And that's really a statement of weakness anyway, because what you're saying is this person has power and control over your will. The devil, he really is a liar. I'd just rather just lay down and say, listen, I did it. I let my flesh, I yielded to my flesh, and I just did what I did. I did it not because you made me do anything, okay? Because life is choices, and choices have consequences. Let's not manipulate people. Everybody has a story. I'm just dropping in to let you know that everybody has a story. And some people tell their story because they want to manipulate people will to get people to feel sorry for them. The purpose, when we tell our story, the word of the Lord says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. When we tell people our story, it should be to testify on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to get you to feel sorry for me, right? Because we are, talking to believers, because as believers, we are victorious in Christ Jesus. We are not victims of our circumstances. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. And we have to find our new identity in Christ so we can walk in the newness of life. We're not takers, we're givers. For God so loved that he gave. We're not manipulators or takers. They're always trying to get people to bow down to them, to serve them in some kind of way or capacity. They're not looking for opportunities to serve others. Most of the time, they're just looking for opportunities to be served. Because when we have a victim mentality, most of the time, we don't think that we have anything to give. We don't think that we have anything to offer. But the devil is a liar because God created us. And when he left bearing, leaving men with gifts. Everybody has something to give. What is it you have in your hand? Everybody has something to give. One of the things the Lord is definitely going to ask you to give is money. Because one of the things Jesus said, man cannot serve God and mammon. Because mammon has a voice, money can't. Because where man treasure is, that's where his heart is also. So God is going to be coming after those golden calves. He wants to tear down and destroy those golden calves. It's easy for me to give you a loaf of bread. It's easy for me to give you some eggs. Is it easy for you to give money? Excuse me. Listen up. The Bible say that the widower gave the most. And for believers, the purpose of wealth is not just so we can squander it all on ourselves, but the purpose of wealth is to help distribute amongst the saints and others also. Not just my family, not just my four and no more. No, it's to be able to, we need money. Money is the answer to all things, right? If you minister to a need of a person, you can minister to that person. For God so loved the world that he gave. He said, if you see someone in need and you close your bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God? You don't have the love of God inside of you. Quit praying about stuff that you can answer. Because if God brings it to you, then that's something that you can do about it. If God brings it to you, if he brings it to you, there's something you can do about it. If it's nothing but say, hey, can I pray with you? But let's not even use that for an excuse. If you have the money, the substance, give it. Yes, God will ask you for your last. So just don't think because it's your last, you don't have anything to give, because he will ask you for your last. Did he not ask the widower for her last to bake a cake for the prophet? And her meal barrel will not run dry. When that widower put that mite in the basket, because Jesus was standing there to see what they put in the basket, he didn't tell her, no, take that out. You too poor. You ain't got nothing to give. No, she made the Bible. He says she gave the most. It doesn't take faith to give out of your abundance. It takes faith to give when you ain't hardly got none. But that is a poverty mentality. That is a poverty mentality. Rich people have poverty mentalities. A poverty mentality is when you think, if I give to you, that's going to be taken away from me. That's not going to leave me with much. That's a poverty mentality. It's a poverty mentality that makes it afraid for us people to give. Having a poverty mentality makes it hard for people to give. When you don't see giving as giving to God, then you're not giving in faith anyways. When you give, God said, when you give, it's going to come back. Some of us don't have, I remember the Lord said, you're going to give your way out of this. Some of you need to give your way out of poverty. Some of you want to give, it's not enough to meet your need, it's your seed, sow it, don't eat it. It's not even enough to meet your need, it's your seed, sow it, don't eat it. Manipulators are always looking for people that can help them. This is what manipulators do, because it's all about me. It's all about what I need. I have this victim mentality. The man laid on that mat for 38 years, telling that same story for 38 years. I have no one to put me in. And when the angels come and stir the water, I have no one to put me in. The only thing Jesus asks is, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be healed? That's a yes or no question. But he was so stuck in that story that he couldn't even give you a yes or no. I'm trying to tell you what my problem is. I didn't ask you about your problem. All I wanted to know is, do you want to be made whole? Some people are so stuck in their story because they get attention from it. They get attention from being that way. Listen here, there's no condemnation, but this is a teachable moment. And my prayer is that you'll say, Lord, show me, because most of my prayer is, Lord, show me me. Lord, show me me. And when you start taking a stand against that spirit of manipulation, your kids will try to manipulate you to try to get what they want. People will hang the phone up in your face to try to get what you want. They will call you all kinds of names, uncaring, unloving, unkind, because they can't see. You have to stand firm, hold fast. The Lord said, I look for a man to stand in the gap. It's so important that we do not resist God, that we do not rebel against God, because when we do, we open ourselves up to a spirit of deception. And just like Samson, even though Delilah was telling him straight to his face every time she was showing him what her intentions were, every time she would, she kept begging him to tell him, what was his strength? What makes you strong? And every time he would tell her lies, different things, and it was like a game to him. It was a game to him. Can a man take fire into his bosom and not get burnt? It was a game to him. He was playing with his life. He would break the cords and she would scream and tell him to come get him, and he'd break the cords. And she was showing him every time what her intentions were. But yet and still, he was seduced. He was asleep. He wasn't even supposed to be in that place. He was out of place. Yes, God was still with him, but he was out of place. He caused unnecessary warfare in his life by not being where he's supposed to be. His parents had told him, don't go over there messing around with those women. He had already been forewarned, but he waged against all sound judgment. He waged against all wisdom. He waged against it. And wisdom say that if you ignore wisdom in your day of calamity, wisdom will come back and mock you. He waged against all sound doctrine. My question is, the title of this is supposed to be The Art of Manipulation. Are you don't let nobody use kids. Don't let the devil use nothing to try to manipulate you. The word of, once again, like I said, the word of the Lord says that Satan, he will transform himself into an angel of light. He'll try to make it look like he's good, but for real, he's evil. Because at the end, they're trying to get in there, rock you back to sleep, make you think everything's cool, and then the devil's going to pop up again. Listen and know this. Listen and understand that until a person get delivered, they are exactly the same. Listen, forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation, for the simple fact, if that person is not willing to change, they're going to continue to do the same thing. Saul, even though David didn't have anything in his heart against King Saul had hatred, bitterness, and unforgiveness in his heart against David. And because of that, not because of David, his heart was pure. It was because of Saul that they could not reconcile. So forgiveness does not always mean reconciliation. Just because you forgive someone. Sometimes you have to love people from a distance. Continue to pray for the person. Pray that God will send laborers across their path, because you may not be the laborer. Okay? And understand the purpose for the people that's in your life. Understand, so you don't call friends, manipulators, your friends. Some people come to be around you for what you can do for them. Some people hang around you for who you are, you know, because, I've seen some weird stuff on Facebook, right, where some people will try to take pictures with other people so they could be seen with that person, so they can be solidified. Oh, well, they must be okay because they took a picture with so-and-so. Be careful with all that kind of stuff. The devil is, he goes about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. seeking whom he may devour. That spirit of manipulation is snaky, is crafty. It will act pitiful. It will act poor. It will act sad. It's on a mission to get what it can give. And be careful. Don't be led by your emotions. Don't be led by pity. Be led by the Spirit of God, because every need is not your need to meet, right? Every need. I mean, there's times when I walk by somebody at a door and there's nothing. Then there are some times I might walk by the door and he's like, stop. I might be driving down the street. You see homeless people and there's nothing. Sometimes I might be driving. He said, go do a U-turn. I have to go I live in Texas. So you got to go all the way down, fight all that traffic, do a U-turn, come all the way back up, try to get in that far lane because they're in the middle median to give this person some money outside the window. It's whatever the Lord say. That's what it is. It's whatever he say. That's what we do. It's what the Lord say. It's what the Lord say. That's what we do. That's what we do. Listen, and don't be manipulated by people that gossip, because there's two sides to every single story. But if you can discern, ask the God to help, God to help you to discern, to help you to see, to help you to know, right? When somebody is telling a story and the Lord brings the word of knowledge, he'll let you in on what really happened, you know, just like he did the Apostle Paul when Ananias and Sapphira lied about their money and they fell dead, for telling that lie. He said, why have you allowed the devil to put this in you to tell this lie? Was it not yours already in the beginning? Why are you sitting up? We lie behind the name of God. We say, God said this, God did this, and God did. And the Holy Spirit is saying, mm-mm. How do you know when the Lord is saying something? Well, we can read, first of all, the first way we can tell is, we can look in the word too to see if this is his characteristics, if this is nature. God is not telling you to call this married man or woman. God is not telling you to flirt with this married man or married woman. God does not give us words contrary to who he is or to how he is. He does not. He's not all over the place. God is steadfast, immovable. He's a rock. He's our refuge. He's our hiding place. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm talking about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, know your true friends by the fact, because your true friends should always challenge you to grow. Your true friends is going to correct you, encourage you. They're going to rebuke you. They're not going to be there every time you need them, because the goal is not to lead people to you. The goal is always to lead people to Christ. Don't set yourself up in anybody's life to be their God. The goal is to encourage your friends, to challenge your friends and say, listen, you can pray too. Matter of fact, you pray this time. Why? Because that's the goal. The goal is you want people to grow. You don't want to set yourself up in anybody's life to be their God. That's not what the goal is here. The goal is to teach people how to go to God for themselves, so they too can grow and into whatever it is that God is calling them into. One plant, one water, and God caused the increase. Listen here. When people just want what you have, but they don't want your words of wisdom, stay from that. How do you know when you're helping someone, when you're enabling someone? Well, the way you help someone is by challenging them to change. So you're not stuck doing the same thing every single, all the time. I want to challenge you to change. I mean, if I know a way to help you to make money, then I'm going to tell you about it. What you do with it, or that's going to be on you. If the Lord has given you ideas on how to do something, see if it's a way, some kind of way you can help this person, or send them a link or something so they can be able to flourish and to grow. Let your motive and your intentions for people be true. Don't use people as pawns. Quit using people as pawns. God connect people together for certain reasons. So know when somebody come into your life, because people come and go. They're there for seasons, reasons, and some for a lifetime, right? But understand the purpose of the people. Understand the purpose of the people when God brings them into your life. So when it's time to release them and let it go, then you can release them and let it go. People who voice is not open to, who ear is not open to your voice, those people are not your assignment. I mean, God is not, because God has not put you with this person to help them because they can't hear you. I don't like to deal with people like that. God had to deal with me, right? Because people who ears are not open to the voice of the Lord, they cannot hear the Lord. So what you have to do is just back up, let up off the gas, pray, and move on. Remember, too, one plant, one water, and God caused it to grow. So understand, you may be the one that he used to plant. Maybe he's going to use someone else to come along to water it, and God is the one that's going to cause the increase. I'm getting ready to go. The art of manipulation. Guard your heart. Don't be doing stuff because you feel sorry for people. Make sure your reason for doing what you're doing is because the Lord is impressing you to do whatever it is that he's calling you to. I'm getting ready to end it here. You guys remember to like, share, and subscribe. This is where I'm going to be doing most of my lives at over here. Until next time, you guys be blessed and be encouraged. Like I always say, keep looking for the good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout your day. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin. Till next time.